Our question, good or bad, what food reminds you of home? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wes. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. So growing up, one of the big things was thick-cut pork chops on the back porch with my grandpa listening to baseball. And then my mom got taught by her mother-in-law, so my grandma, who is Sicilian. And I know this is not going to make Thrill happy, but look, you put enough butter and breadcrumbs on some stuff, and it tastes really good. But it was artichokes.
Nope.
Oh, I love artichokes. God, I love it. Oh, I can plow through an artichoke.
I've got the recipe.
A little bit of olive oil, salt and pepper, and breadcrumbs, probably.
Well, so boil them. Olive oil, red wine vinegar, garlic. Boil them for about 25 minutes. And then take them out, spread the leaves, butter in between all the leaves with breadcrumbs, and then bake them at 350 for about 20, 22 minutes. And, bro, like, I think that's how I got my wife, was,
yeah,
you know.
The artichoke.
Awesome.
I cooked some deer, and I cooked some artichokes for her, and she's like, why have I never had this? And I'm like, bro, there's like 12 times the vitamin C in artichokes. Then there isn't an orange.
Still not eating them. I don't care if I have scurvy.
Yeah, restaurants do them, I get them.
You ever had them where you like just pull it up, like it's already cooked, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
And you like dip it in butter, almost like eating crabs.
You pull it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I like it.
Oh, yeah.
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 People that love artichokes love artichokes.
You can sit down and plow through an entire artichoke by yourself. I mean, honestly.
And people do.
It takes a little while.
I've done it.
You know,
I do.
It's about an hour. As far as the cooking time to get it all the way, so the actual hearts are soft and edible, too.
I will also say this, and it's kind of ironic, being somebody that grew up in Maryland, people bitch about the size of the blue crab. It's not worth the effort.
Yeah.
Which I have no issue with. But, the artichoke, it's just, you got to cook them forever. Like, I just don't, it's good. I don't know if the payoff's worth it.
It's not. Mm. Now, granted, I don't like artichoke. I always get pissed at artichoke dip. Like, the dip is good, but the artichokes are in it. You know, like, so if I'm dipping something in, I will dip around the little artichoke leaves.
Kind of like an oatmeal raisin cookie. The cookie's good, but the raisin's inside.
That is exactly it, right? So if I eat an oatmeal raisin cookie, yes, I'm a grown man, but you think I'm a child. There is a pile of raisins sitting on the corner. Because the cookies are great. Like, why do you have to add the raisins? Why
they're delicious.
Just make the cookie. And then my thought was, like, raisins. Like, if you like raisins, just have a handful of raisins. But, like, leave them out of the cookies, man.
What kind of makes them sweet?
With the raisins?
Yeah.
The cookie's sweet without the raisins. Trust me. All I eat is the cookie.
It's an oatmeal cookie. That's not sweet at all. It's delicious. It's not
got
sweet.
Some sweet to it, man.
Now, see, I did not grow up in a pork chop house.
Really?
No.
I unfortunately did. Again,
see,
not because
I like pork chops.
Because you've had pork chops that other people who are not my mother made. Again, I did not think I liked pork chops. In fact, even my brother, he's a garbage disposal. He'll eat pretty much anything.
Damn.
But he would even get the look on his face like... Oh, no, it's pork chop night. And like I said, to me, pork chops just meant a very thin piece of meat that was very difficult to cut through in spite of the serrated knife you have in your hand.
Did your mom and dad know the amount of disappointment that you guys were going through with just eating their food? I mean, was it on your face? I mean, I can normally tell if my daughters are like, you're making what?
I don't think any kid can hide it.
And I was verbal. And you know, like, if I don't want to eat it, man, like, this was a debate that I had. But in the end, you know, they were the parents, so it didn't matter. But yes, they knew my disappointment. They just didn't care. The one thing my mother made that I hated more than anything, my first thought is spinach, but no, because she would get that frozen stuff. My brother would eat that stuff up, so she ended up making it because he liked it so much. So it's like, dude, stop saying that you like the spinach so much because it ends up on my plate too. But she made tomato pie, which these days essentially is like an egg dish, almost like a frittata or a quiche. But when she made it, picture cherry pie, crust on the bottom, crust up top, and it's full of cherries. It was that, but with tomatoes. That was it. Like, that was dinner, man. It was this flaky-ass pie crust.
You know what?
Like, and it was full of stewed tomatoes, and I hate it.
I never in my life thought I would like stewed tomatoes. There are a couple spots
on
the eastern shore of Maryland where they do a traditional stewed tomato dish. And I had one down there, and it was just like, this is mind-blowing to me. I cannot believe, there's a little island down there, and I can't remember, I went down there for a weekend. You take a ferry out to this island, they're known for this stewed tomato dish.
I can eat a stewed tomato dish because when you make it a dish, you add other things. right? You give it this flavor. Tomatoes are just the base, but it's a good flavor. My mother, it's like, dude, these tomatoes have been stewed. Nothing else has been added. And then those basically stewed tomatoes are just thrown in a pot.
There is, it was horrible. I don't know if it's a Maryland thing, but Jerry Seafood and Bowie, famous for the crab bomb, the second most popular thing is their stewed tomatoes.
Really?
And they add stuff to it, right?
That's what I'm saying.
But it's only there.
But it's like, if you talk to anybody in my family, I grew up, I don't like tomatoes, so I never ate them.
Yeah.
My mom would make stewed tomatoes all the time. But those ones at Jerry's, to a man, everybody in PG County would be like, oh, those are the best ones you ever have.
Yeah, if you do the right thing, stewed tomatoes aren't bad.
But you never hear about stewed tomatoes in any other part of the country.
Not
just
really.
There, where it's like a dish. You go to a restaurant, they have it.
And you order it, and they charge you for it. It's not like some side thing, yeah, right?
Well, sometimes, too, certain dishes, right? Like, again, that Jerry's place, right? My buddy Ern, he was a cook there forever. So then I went to this, forget which country it is, but a place called Sardi's. They opened up like 5 of them around there.
Okay.
And it's Peruvian chicken or something.
Yeah.
But their green beans are so good that I called him up because he told me about it. And I said, hey, brother, I said, man, their green beans are unreal. And he goes, yeah, that's my recipe. Because he had made them at
Jerry's. So what's the recipe? Lard?
It's something like that.
Probably.
Yeah.
That was my grandmother's secret to any dish she made. It was like lard. Bacon fat.
Beef fat. Beef fat.
That's it.
A block of beef fat.
And everything was good.
Well, beef tallow is back. I mean, I know a lot of people, that's all they cook with.
Because now they call it tallow.
Right. Nobody's cooking with seed oils anymore.
Mm-hmm. And they should. By the way, as far as the oatmeal raisin cookies, it's a little split on the text line there. It says, raisins in an oatmeal raisin cookie makes the effing cookie. No argument. It's part of the name. I don't like it. Someone else says, preach about the oatmeal raisin cookies. I think a demon whispered into someone's ear to create those.
I love them.
I'm just saying the cookie itself's fine without the raisins.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
So if I made an oatmeal cookie and just left out the raisins, you'd be like, game on?
Game on. No doubt about it, man. Yeah.
Okay. I've got a list of the most iconic dishes from every state. Now, this is like hyper-local, all right?
Okay.
So it might not be the most popular, but it's only there.
I got you. All right.
So, for example, Ohio is not Cincinnati chili. They've got another dish that they say is strictly Ohio.
Okay.
So I'll give you the food item, where it came from. Sometimes they have spread.
Oh, give us the food item, see if we can guess the state.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So burnt ends, where were they created?
Texas.
No. That's
Kansas
what I said.
City.
Kansas.
Really?
Kansas right. Burnt ends. They started, originated in Kansas City.
Well, I dated a chick years ago, all right? And my dad, he'd made a brisket. And so I brought her over to meet my parents. Everything was fine. And then my father comes up to me and kind of under his breath says, you need to talk to your girlfriend. I'm like, what did she do, man? He's like, she ate my burnt ends.
Oh.
I was like, what? And he points at the brisket. He's like, she ate the goddamn burnt ends. And so I said something to her, got a smile. I'm like, did you eat the burnt ends? She's like, well, yeah, because they look burned. I don't want your father to feel bad, so I ate them. And I'm like, hey, no, those actually
are his.
Those are his. That is the hit of the brisket.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
She did because she's burnt like, it was really
awesome.
Good.
They're awesome.
Oh, paw.
Yeah, that's another one of those things, too, where like right where I grew up, it was just pork. So, like, I never heard of a burnt end until I was in my 20s.
Mm-hmm. Here's an easy one. Conch fritters.
Oh, Florida.
Florida. Fried seafood poppers.
Have anybody had conch fritters?
Yes, I did not enjoy them.
I've heard conch is one of those,
I didn't like the texture. The taste wasn't awful, but the taste was not worth fighting through the texture.
Okay.
Right. I'm kind of the same way with okra.
I do not like okra, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
I've tried okra a bunch of different ways, and I'm just like, I don't know. I don't get down with it.
Okay. How about this one? I've never heard of this one. The slopper.
The slopper. That's got to be like Minnesota.
I was thinking
or
Wisconsin,
Iowa.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, it's Colorado. The towns of Pueblo and Colorado Springs are known for this gooey creation. Burgers, topped with shredded cheese, green chili sauce, served with French fries for good measure. Pueblo's known for their green chili. So the slopper comes from there.
I'd eat that in a heartbeat.
Hell yeah.
One more for you real quick here. The pork tenderloin sandwich. This is from one place.
Pork?
Hang on.
In the United States, obviously it's German-based, but it's popular in one state.
Pennsylvania.
No.
Ohio?
Is it Iowa?
It is Indiana.
Indiana.
A breaded and fried pork cutlet quite similar to Wiener Schnitzel, but it's served everywhere in Indiana.
Oh, so it's thin.
Good it or is.
You ever had one?
No.
Oh,
it
my
is
God.
So good.
Oh, my God.
Pork tenderloin sandwich.
The bun, I mean, it's spilling out of the bun.
Oh, God.
Because they flatten it out like paper thin.
What do they dress it with? What's on? What else
oh,
is
you
on?
Do, I mean, you fry it, you put it on the roll.
Mustard, if you want.
All right.
I'm going to say maybe mustard, a couple pickles.
Yep.